Welcome to FinTech Facts. Whether you're cramming for a test or prepping for a job interview, you need to know the facts. FinTech Facts. What is a data swamp? All right, data swamp is another excellent topic from big data and a term many aren't familiar with. So let's talk about it. We've previously discussed the processing and storage of big data. And recall, big data may be stored in several different ways, as a database, a data mart, a data warehouse, or a data lake. Each has its specific purpose within the enterprise. When we work with big data, we're collecting a wide variety of information held in different forms, such as structured, semi-structured, unstructured, or perhaps binary. The goal is to realize business value from the exercise of collecting and storing this data. Realizing business value is accomplished by means of two processes, data mining and data analytics. Due to what is called the data explosion, many organizations are now building what are called data lakes. A data lake contains a very, very large amount of data stored in an unprocessed form. In other words, a data lake may contain structured, unstructured, semi-structured, or binary data, or perhaps all of it. And a data lake only processes or transforms data when it will be used. That brings us to the final type of storage, a data swamp. Now, I grew up near a swamp, which was a body of water that had gone stagnant. And a data swamp is just like that. It's a data lake that has gone stagnant. In other words, nobody is using the data contained in the data lake. And in fact, many may have forgotten about the data lake or have no idea what data it contains. Hence the name data swamp.
Thanks for listening to FinTech Facts. My name is Dave Coker.